Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Afternoon, everybody. Welcome to WFHR WIRI's Parking Lot Party. Woo! Woo! We're here to have some fun, everybody. We're gonna do that. We got a lot of great things going on. James and Melissa, to kick things off with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the company and appreciate so many people coming down already today, Melissa.
Oh, this has been a blast. Fun.
Woo! This has been exciting. We have got our adrenaline up, so keep that in mind, everybody. You might want to keep your radios in check a little bit.
Trying to keep us calm.
Yes, a little bit. We want to say hello to all of our friends out there who have stopped by. Big thank you to so many, Melissa, and a couple that we're going to be bringing on the air with us.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking forward to that. We're going to have our VFW on at about 4:20. Our community, Wood County Health Department, going to be joining us about 20 minutes later. Mm-hmm. We'll wrap up the hour with the Wood County Health Department. We're going to kick off next
with parents as teachers. That's so fascinating. I can't wait to hear more about that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're also going to talk with our friend Joe from El Taco Social Food Truck.
Yeah, at the top of the 5 o'clock hour.
And we'll wrap things up in the 5 o'clock talking with Tom, our friend from Edge VR.
Oh, yeah. The kids have been loving the virtual reality in our lobby. It has been so fun to see. I put a video on our Facebook page with that and even showed what, because we could see what they were doing on the tablet that they could see. So it was really neat.
We've had we've been doing this since noon, and we've been having a great time doing this. We've been getting out a lot of great things. I want to say thank you to our friends that have been here since early on. A big thank you to our friends at WIC that stopped by for a bit. That was great to have them here. I want to thank our people from the Bike Share Program, our Wood County Health Department. Our VFW has not only been here, but I've noticed them a couple of times, like helping with things around here.
They have been phenomenal. Huge shout out to Sean Plant and Misty Sorensen, because they showed up early. They helped me get the parking lot blocked off. They brought cones. I mean, you want somebody that's ready, invite the military.
Yeah, right. You know, they are a mainstay, everything we do from now on.
Absolutely.
We appreciate all them, and it's been a lot of fun here, not only, as Edge VR, helping with the kids and giving them stuff to do.
They've been doing sidewalk chalk. They got a bubble machine out there.
We will comment on our hula hoop contest a little bit later.
The results are in. But I may have already posted it on our Facebook page, James. I did. I'm sorry.
That is perfectly okay. But along with all of the things we're doing here, all of this is certainly to get your guys' feedback, get you guys here, maybe get you signed up for the newsletter.
Hear from you. And
but we've also been trying to promote so many of these great people that are with us. Mm-hmm. I do want to send a special shout out to our friends at Family Natural Foods that stopped by as well.
Yes.
Good to see Kat.
Thanks,
and everything.
Thanks, Katrina.
It was awesome. Heard you guys were doing some hula hooping yourselves.
We were. She beat me.
It's been fun. It's been so much fun, everybody. And we can't do this without you. So a big thank you to everybody that joined us. But Melissa, I want to kick off this hour with some new radio talent.
Yes, we have been. Oh, my goodness, James. I've been having so much fun with these kiddos. They are phenomenal. I cannot wait for you to hear these kids. They have been recording. Most of them have chosen radio DJ, DJ.
Yes, yes.
So you're not going to get to hear the song that they're introducing because we're just going to, you know, be careful with that.
Copyright and all that.
But you'll get to hear their intros that they helped me. I helped them script it, but they picked their own DJ name. They picked their own song. They wrote their intro. They wrote their description. We got a news reporter. We've got a sports broadcaster. So, and then they got to load these onto these wonderful little USB drive wristbands that have our call numbers on them. Take these home and share it with their family and friends.
It's so cool.
And the music ones, they got to keep the song on the wristband too.
That's awesome.
We're just not going to play it on the radio.
Right. But that is really cool and a great idea. We're still open, everybody.
Yes. We're here till 6. So you want to come on down and try out a radio job, even if you're not a kid.
Yeah.
You can come try it. Why not?
Might even find a new passion.
I know
that's what happened to us.
Oh, they're having such a good time. And these kids naturally sound awesome.
And we can't just talk about this.
No,
we got to play it.
We're going to play them. We're going to play some of these for you.
We're going to get these in for you here before we go to our first break.
I'm going to head on out, James.
Yes.
You keep going.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank
Absolutely.
You for kicking things off with us. We appreciate you. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the kids' voices here, and we're going to start things off first with Noah, music DJ here. Noah.
You're tuned into the WKID radio. That's right, Wisconsin Kid Radio, where you'll only hear songs that are approved by us, the kids. I'm your musical DJ host, Noah. Next up for your listening delight is one of my all-time favorite songs. This song has a cool rap at the end. Now here's Rap God by Eminem. Stick with me, your host, Noah, on WKID radio.
How good was that? Noah, you killed it. You did awesome, man. Nicely done, Noah. That was awesome. Big thank you to Noah for sharing his talents with us. Here is Bailey Nico, music DJ Bailey Nico. Let's go.
You're tuned in to WKID Radio. That's right, Wisconsin Kids Radio, where you'll only hear songs that are approved by us kids. I'm your musical DJ host, Bailey Nico. Next up for our listening delight is one of my all-time favorites. This song has a good beat and tells about life or what could happen in life. Now here's This Is What Heartbreak Feels Like. Stick with me, your host, Bailey Nico, on WKID Radio.
Wow, that was really good, Bailey. Nice job, Bailey. Woo, that was really good. I'm already starting to feel a little bit worried about my job. I'm starting to think that my job might be in danger, everybody. We're going to go ahead and go to Jack in sports. Jack.
This is Jack on WFHR and WIRI. I'm here at the football game. The Dolphins are facing off against the Packers. This will be the record-breaking game with the Packers on a winning streak and the Dolphins just one step behind. If the Packers win, they'll head to the Super Bowl to face the Panthers. If the Panthers win, they'll have a chance to break their own record with a comeback story for all time. Stick with me, Jack, and catch every play during our live coverage of football on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio station.
How good was that, everybody? Jack, well done. Nice work, Jack. To the parents out there that let their kids do this and everything, first off, thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. Not only do you never know what spark might start in a kid from doing something like this. We're not just saying maybe they'll work in radio. Maybe they'll work in something that is similar to radio. Who knows what the spark might start there. But also to all the parents, we might need your kids to come back and fill out a W-2 because they're very good. They're very, very good at this. We might have some new employees starting up. The future of radio looks awfully bright, everybody. This has been a lot of fun. These kids are doing a great job. Again, we are going to be doing this. Our WFHR WIRI parking lot party is going to be going strong until 6. Come on by, say hi, get yourself some food, maybe spin our wheel and win some games or win something, win a prize, win a shirt, all this fun stuff. And if you get the chance, we'd really appreciate you being able to drop off any non-perishable food items for our food bank or something for our Southwood County Humane System. Society, maybe for the pets, any of the above that you're able to do. We greatly appreciate it, everybody. We got one more kid voice for now. We might have some more coming later. We'll see. But for right now, we're going to wrap up with DJ Kai. DJ Kai, I believe it's DJ Kai here.
Tuesday 2, WKID Radio. That's right, Wisconsin Kid Radio. Here, DJ Kai Anthony. Next up, my favorite song, Go Cubs Go. Stick with me, your host, Mr. DJ Kai, on WKID Radio.
Oh, that was amazing. Nice work, kids. Nice work, kids. I got to be honest with everybody. This is going to be one of the best things I ever do in my career. This is awesome. This is already awesome. We're just getting going here. We're just getting things started. We, again, will be joined by some good friends of ours in just a little bit. Sean Plant is going to join us from VFW Post 2534. Looking forward to talking with Sean. It's going to be a good conversation, as always, and we'll have some more great ones coming up for you, everybody. Stop on down, pick up some food, enjoy yourself, and have some fun here at the WFHR WIRI parking lot party. And keep in mind, one of the things that we're looking forward to doing is talking to you, hanging out with you. You know, this has been great. We were already having a great time, and I'll be honest with you, this has already been a success. But one of the most successful parts about this is us getting to interact with you, not only to talk about what you might like about WIRI or what WFHR, things that you would like to see about in our stations. Certainly that kind of thing is something we're enjoying talking with you about. I've already had at least 4 or 5 conversations off the top of my head about this. It's been great to talk with all of you. And no middleman, no computer screen or anything like that, just face-to-face, local radio the way it should be. And I do want to send a gigantic shout out to the Civic Media family that is giving us the opportunity to do these things. Not only emboldening us and investing in us, to be quite blunt, but also giving us the opportunity to have fun and do things like this. And we are not going to stop here, everybody. We are looking forward to doing more of this. And while we're at it, I should remind everybody, the phone lines are open, 715-424-2600. If you can't stop on by, you can call in and go ahead and share some thoughts with us or anything above. We'd love to hear from you. Do want to remind you that normally, programming-wise, on Wednesday, we would be doing Midday Magazine. Be sure to join us Monday through Friday, 4 to 5, for Midday Magazine. We get an opportunity to have a dialogue like no other, where we talk with a lot of local community people, get to community events, and have a darn good time while we're at it. You know, be sure to join us for that. And, of course, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6, Playmakers, our sports show, our sports call-in show, I should say, where you guys run the show. Me or Randy or Seth or Michael might be here talking, but it's really your show. So we'd love to have you join us Monday, Wednesday, Friday for Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Speaking of the gang at Quality Plus, shout out to Phil and the team, not only joining us earlier today with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. That was a lot of fun, Phil. A great choice. But it was good to see you, man. Good to see you, Phil. Thanks a lot for stopping by. This is what we're doing. This is what we're about, everybody, is supporting local, doing local things like this. We're looking forward to doing more and more as we go along. We will take our first time out, get our first time out out of the way, and take care of our sponsors and our partners here. When we come back, we are going to be joined by the VFW of 2534. Looking forward to talking with Sean in just a little bit right here on WFHR WRI's Parking Lot Party. Welcome back, everybody. It is WFHR, WIRI's Parking Lot Party, live remote. We are here having some fun and appreciate you all joining us. Right now, joining us on the lines here are our good friends from the VFW Post 2534. We have Sean Plant with us. Sean, thank you so much for being here, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time, as always, and certainly appreciate everything from our VFW, what they put into our communities, what they do, and including things like this, not only hanging out with us here today and being here, but also I saw you running around and helping with stuff all over. Nobody asked. You just get up and do stuff, man. I cannot thank you enough for that.
That's the way we roll.
Right on, right on. Sean, we got some things we're going to cover today. Where do you want to start?
First off, want to cover, we will be at the Kellner Corn Fest this weekend. That's coming up out in Kellner. We'll be roasting corn, dollar an ear for roasted corn.
Nice.
We'll be serving on Friday, August 16th from 5 to 8 p.m., and then we'll be serving again on Saturday, the 17th. From 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. So
that's going to be a good time. And the Kellner Corn Fest is one of those things that we look forward to every year. That's going to be a blast. Sean, have you guys gotten to do this before?
Yep, we've been doing Kellner Corn Fest for quite a few years.
I can't think of how many years it's been.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah. This is one of those mainstays, one of those events that we all look forward to, and everybody loves corn on the cob, corn. Like, there's no bad way to have that.
Yeah,
that,
no.
It's going to be a blast. That's going to be a fun event. Looking forward to it. And you got something else coming up as well.
Yep, right now we've got our ultimate car raffle going on. It's we're raffling off a 1972 Pontiac Le Mans Sport 400 cubic inch engine, V8 automatic transmission. It's $50 a ticket. There's only 1,000 tickets sold. And the drawing will be on Veterans Day or whenever we get all the tickets sold, and the money raised from this raffle is going to go to put new siding on the VFW hall. We just did put a new roof on it this spring, and now the siding needs to get updated. So,
well, real good to hear, man. You know, first off, you know it's an amazing car when just the picture of it makes you want to just stare at it and just like look around it and everything. That is a nice vehicle right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to hear what this is being raised for, to be honest. Now, the RVFW does an amazing job putting into this community and doing different events like the Corn Fest and something like this and so many other events that you guys are at. So often it's to help others and raise attention and awareness for others and everything. Mm-hmm. I understand why, but I appreciate you guys being able to do something for you guys and something for the VFW. That is really good to hear and very deserving. We want to make sure to be a part of that.
Much appreciated. I mean, we got to keep the lights on and the building and the building standing. So, you know.
And that building you're talking about, man, we always want to encourage people when VFW is having open houses or having events over there, check that out. Certainly brought fries throughout the summer and everything. We want to make sure to attend those because it's not just supporting our vets, as every one of us should be doing and honored to do. But it's also the VFW supporting their communities, supporting their areas. More times than not, these events are for that.
Absolutely. Next weekend actually is our Buddy Poppy Drive, which is August 23rd and 24th. We'll be at 8 different locations around town, and handing out buddy poppies. Both we have this year, we have the standard paper flowers, mm-hmm. and then we also have what are called the tin blooms this year. It's a little metal clip to go on like a hat brim or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little something new thrown into the mix. And all of the money from buddy poppies turns around and goes right back into all the veterans charities that we donate back to the TOMA long-term care program, the veterans home at King, the state emergency relief program, the unmet needs program, the VFW National Home in Eaton Rapids, Michigan, and all of these other veterans-based charities that we donate back to. We normally bring in about $8,000 during our Buddy Poppy season, but then we turn around and donate over $10,000 back to these different charities.
You know, when you sign up to be a part of our military, there is a time where you can, you know, leave the service and go into civilian life and these things, but you never stop being a soldier.
No.
You never stop doing more and finding ways to incorporate and to be a part of your community or do different things to do just as you would as a soldier.
Absolutely.
And it's so evident in something that I refuse to normalize. Going back to my grandparents or anybody else that I've been around that have served, and I remember my grandfather messed his back up bad. And he had these plans later on to do something at the VFW that we were at in Chicago and everything. And none of us thought he was going to be able to do it. He was just out of commission. Got up and still did it. And he did not think 2 seconds about this. We're all like, Jack, what are you doing? This and that. He's like, this is what you do. This is what we do. This is it. It just is so evident and so appreciated, man. Those locations you mentioned, do you know those off the top? Do you know some of
yes,
them?
Yes, we'll be at...
I don't want to put you on the spot.
We'll be at Walmart. We'll be at East Grand IGA. We'll be at, Baker Street IGA, mm-hmm. West Grand IGA, Ace Hardware, Pick and Save, and the Lincoln Street Quick Trip and the Quick Trip on Highway 54.
Excellent, excellent. We're looking forward to that. And again, appreciate what you guys are doing there. Let's go one more time before we let you get moving on here and everything. One more time, go over the events we were talking about just before.
All right, we got the Kellner Corn Fest this weekend out in Kellner between Mickey's Tip Up and the Kellner Club. We'll be roasting corn, dollar an ear, on Friday the 16th from 5 to 8 p.m., and then again on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Excellent. Excellent, Sean. And one more event we wanted to make sure to mention.
And then we got our car raffle for the 72 Pontiac Le Mans, $50 a ticket, only 1,000 tickets sold, and the drawing will be on Veterans Day or whenever we get all the tickets sold. So.
Excellent. Excellent, man. We appreciate this. Appreciate you guys being here today. Again, thank you so much for all you do, Sean. And we'll talk before you take off, okay, man? We'll talk
Absolutely.
Soon. Thanks for the time, man. We'll take a quick time out, check in with our partners. Actually, we're going to get into our state and local news and sports. We'll do that. We'll come back and have some more fun. We've got good people joining us coming up from the Wood County Health Department and El Taco Social and plenty more here at WFHR WIRI's Parking Lot Party. Welcome back, everybody. WFHR, WIRIs. I was trying to think of what I wanted. We'll go with Parking Lot Party.
Yeah.
It feels like an open house. It feels like a house party. There's so many different words we could use
this
for.
This is the most active I've ever seen this place.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It has been so much fun, Beth. And Beth is joining us right now. It's a horrible intro to you.
Hi, everybody.
Beth, our good friend who co-hosts with us on our morning show all the time. And, of course, Reverend Other Moravian Church here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Beth, I saw you and I'm like, I could steal Beth and get some time out of her. I could make her work a little bit.
You just have to work that out with my husband, that's all.
And that actually kicks things off because I wanted to thank you for letting us bower your husband all day. We appreciate that. Thank you so much for that. A shout out to Seth and the great work he's doing over there. Beth, you guys always do good work in this community at the Moravian Church. It's one of the reasons we love working with you guys and love having you on the air. And you have a couple of things going on currently, and one coming up this Sunday, I believe.
Saturday.
Right? Saturday.
Saturday.
I knew I got that wrong.
Yeah.
This Saturday. I think one of the most Wisconsin and most awesome ideas I've ever heard. I honestly haven't heard of this kind of combination before.
I don't know what brought it on, but with the farmer's market being just down the road, we're like, people are coming past our building anyway. Let's do something fun. So we're having a rummage sale and a brat fry at the same time.
Insanity. Mind blown. What a wonderful combination. I think that this is going to be the start of a trend where we're going to see more of these, and we're definitely going to see it at this Saturday at the Moravian Church.
Yes, you are.
Going from 9 to 2. What kind of food are you going to have down there, Brett?
We're going to have brats, burgers, nachos, sodas, chips, baked goods by the members of the congregation, and you know you can't do better than church baked goods.
No, there is nothing better than church baked goods, period. End of discussion. Yes. I will put my mother's baked goods
there
up there just to save some my neck a little bit here. But yes, outside of that, yes. This is going to be a lot of fun, Beth. It's also going to be an opportunity for people to put back into their community.
Yeah, absolutely. We are able to use those funds to be able to keep the church going so that we can be able to do more for the community, like offer the book sale that's coming up in October, and we are still currently collecting books for that up through September 15th. We do have our bin outside. If you come outside of office hours, you can drop them in the bin, or if you happen to show up Monday through Friday 9 to 1, you can bring them into the building and we'll make sure they get to where they need to go.
When it comes to the type of books that people can donate, Beth, it's certainly what you would think of, nothing that necessarily is unreadable or magazines or that kind of thing, but otherwise, you know, pretty much it doesn't matter what type of book it is or anything.
We'll take all genres of books.
Yeah,
absolutely. We try not to get textbooks because that is such a specific group of people that are going to need those.
Yeah.
But if you have inspirational books, we take drama, we take fiction, nonfiction. We're really looking for anybody that might be willing to donate large print books because we have people that come specifically looking for that. So there's all sorts of books that you can find on hobbies, on crafts. We also take some of the media. So if you have CDs or DVDs that you're looking to get rid of, we have a lot of records that are being donated as well. So if you collect vinyl, it's a chance to come see what people are given.
Yeah, and that is one of the cooler things about this. If you know, not only to me, but the other people I've talked to about the sale and the collection is the idea of collecting more and just expanding this, because it just means that not only can you do more, but I think for more fun for people as well.
Absolutely.
Like being able to, you know, pick at the and get these things. And all of this is for such an amazing cause, Beth.
Yes, all of the funds that we raise at the book sale go towards scholarships for non-traditional students at Mid-State Technical College.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is a really cool thing. And you talk about different ways that the church puts back into our community. That has got to be one of the number one ways it's done, and just very appreciated. I think that a lot of us know what it's like those early days, or even before you get accepted or to a school or something. And one of the first things you worry about is, how am I going to pay for this? How am I going to pay for that? Any bit helps.
Well, and these are specifically for those that are looking to continue their education or possibly change careers. So we're thinking of the single mother who wants to get a leg up and maybe study nursing or something beyond what they're doing so that they have a more stable and steady income. Most of the scholarships that have, or the people that have been awarded our scholarships in the last several years, have been nursing students. Mm-hmm. That's not a requirement. It's not designed for the nursing program, but any student that, you know, is not coming straight out of high school and into college, but is looking to get an education. Maybe they're older, maybe they, you know, maybe they're in their 80s and are now wanting to go back and just learn something new. That's who these scholarships are geared towards.
And this is something that, while knowing you, I know that this is something that whatever your title was, this is something you'd be doing. You would be doing something like this. But it is certainly part of the faith, part of the Moravian Church, and the message of what you guys do over there.
Right. We believe education is from the cradle to the grave. We never stop learning. And one of the bishops of our church back in the 1600s was John Amos Comenius, who, if you took education classes and studied to be a teacher, would know is the father of modern education, because he had this bright idea to put pictures in children's books so that they could understand what the word meant.
So amazing.
Yeah.
Like, to think of the early days of those kind of first ideas. And you got to think also, that was one of those ideas where there was at least a couple of other people there were like, oh, why didn't I think of that? Oh, that's such a good idea. Why didn't I think of that? It's a great idea. And it really speaks to not only what you guys do over there, but how much you mean to the community doing things like that. We greatly appreciate it. I do want to remind people as well that Beth does a wonderful, beautiful service every Sunday. And whether you can catch that at the church itself and make them over there right across from 3rd Avenue in the Centralia Center.
Yep.
You can find them. You can't miss the building. But also, you can catch it on YouTube. Go to YouTube, do yourself a favor, and type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Subscribe to the page, and you can check those out along with other videos.
And we have our services these last couple of weeks of summer at 9:30. The week after Labor Day, I believe that's September 7th or 8th.
Yeah.
Your calendar's not up to the right month,
No,
James.
It's not. No.
I think it's the 7th.
It is. It is, yes.
September 7th, we switch back to 10:15. Okay. So if you're looking for us live on YouTube, it'll be just after 9:30 until September 7th. On September 7th, it'll be just after 10:15.
Excellent. Good.
And if you happen to miss it while we're going live, we keep it on our channel so that you can go back and check it throughout the week.
And as one of our first conversations, Beth told me, it is everybody, come one, come all.
Right. Everyone is welcome.
Yeah. Beth, one more time, want to remind everybody the Brat Fry and Rummage Sale happening this Saturday, 9 to 2 at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Come by, get some food. Bring your appetite.
Yes.
Bring your appetite.
And bring some cash so you can come take some things home with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a rummage sale. I don't want to forget that part of it. Again, just one of the most Wisconsin ideas I've ever heard of. It is so awesome. Brat Fry and Rummage Sale. We got to have more of those. And we're going to have one this Saturday. Again, meet us over at the Moravian Church from 9 to 2 for that wonderful event. Beth, thank you for hanging out with us.
Hey, thanks for the invitation.
We'll have some more fun coming up. We got another voice, another kid's voice coming up, everybody. We're looking forward to that. And much, much more here at WFHR, WIRI's Parking Lot Party. Welcome back, everybody. It is WFHR, WIRI's Parking Lot Party. We're here live and direct with you, having some fun, bringing on not only some of our great local people here, but and waving to everybody out there while we're on the air. But we're also bringing on some of our local nonprofits and some of our local others, all the local people with us, to highlight some different things going on in our area. We've already been joined by our VFW, my Moravian Church, and right now some of our favorite people, the Wood County Health Department. We have Penny Sharp with us right now. Penny, it has been too long. It's so good to see you.
It's really good to see you too.
Thank you so much for being here. And I know it's been a while. You can get right onto the mic, Penny. There you go. Thank you for that. Because I want to make sure everybody can hear you right here. Penny, thank you very much for joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about working with immunizations right now and that.
Yep. One of the things we're doing right now is really pushing the back to school, the child routine immunizations. You know, state requires that kids have certain vaccines, and if they haven't been to see a doctor lately, they kind of need to get going, and it's a good time for them to go this summer.
Yeah, this is one of those things that we do as by being a part of a society. You know, it is not just about one individual; it's about all of us. And it's really cool for kids to be able to learn that early on. I know that was something that my mom made sure that we weren't just you know, because I think this is something. And look, not to put anything extra on parents' plates here or anything like that. Parents got a lot on their plates, but this is the job of being a parent. And one of the things you're able to do with not only getting your kid all good to go for the school year and immunized, but also teaching them here that, hey, this is what it is to be a part of a society. This is what we do. We do things for not just ourselves and for us to be okay, but for our others and strangers and family members and that.
Yeah, there's been some outbreaks of measles in the United States. And, you know, for a while, measles was pretty much gone. And it's back. I think we've only seen one case of measles in Wisconsin. There may have been another one, but you know, if people aren't getting, you know, vaccinated, that's when it starts to spread and it comes back.
Yeah, that's the thing about these. These diseases are relentless. These viruses are relentless, and they have no. To be blunt, they don't care about your beliefs. They're not going to stop and be like, well, this person's standing on their principles. I'm not going to mess with them. No, they're going to still come at you. They're going to come at all of us. And this is one of the things, again, that we do, not only to protect ourselves and our loved ones, but to help each other out, to be there for each other. That's the way this world works. Nobody gets through life on their own. It's a part of what we do as a society. It's also something I think that's not only a good life lesson for kids, but a nice reminder reminder for us as adults that everyone, and I'm not above this or anything, anybody. I'm saying it because I learned it myself. It's one of those things as a good reminder to, you know, not only what it is to be a part of a society, but also to keep up on our own immunizations.
Right, right.
Penny, was there something else? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Yeah, the other thing we're pushing is, you know, it's getting to be fall, and seasonal respiratory illnesses are, you know, coming. So just trying to get the word out about flu, vaccines, the COVID-19, the RSV vaccinations. There's a number of clinics and pharmacies that are going to be carrying some of the vaccines. They haven't brought out the COVID-24-25 vaccine yet. That'll be coming sometime this fall. And the flu vaccine, it should be rolling out, you know, within the next couple of weeks.
I don't, Penny, I expect as busy as the health department is, you guys don't have a whole lot of free time. But one of the things that I've done, I would say even it was probably a couple of years before the pandemic, but especially since then, I can't help but dive into these rabbit holes of these virus hunters. These people that go around the world looking for ways to cure things that may have not even happened yet. You know, just trying to get ahead of this stuff. We've got researchers, scientists out there that have dedicated their lives, some of them 40, 50 years, decades, into finding cures for the flu, for measles, for COVID, for all of these things. These people work so hard on this stuff. And then it gets down to you and the team at the Wood County Health Department and health departments around our country that just to go out there and do things like this to inform our community. It feels like the least we can do is get the shot. Like, that's all we got to do.
Right.
You know, and certainly encourage people to, hey, if you have questions, ask questions. That's how we find things out. That's how we learn. I'm not going to begrudge anybody that questions something. But once you get the answers from legitimate sources, get the shot and help out the rest of society, and let's give a little bit less work to our health departments.
Right, right. You know, one of the questions or concerns from people is, why do we have to get this every year? I've had the flu shot, you know, last 5 years. Why do I need to get it again? You know, same with COVID. You know, I've had it. I've had the booster. But the viruses, they just morph. They just keep changing, and so we have to keep up with, you know, keeping up with what is the strain of the day.
Guess what happens if Matt LaFleur goes out there with the Packers offense and does the same thing that he did, like, his first game? Like, they, and just keeps doing that. The defense is going to eat them alive. Right. They're going to eat them alive. You never score a point, never score a yard, never get a first down, anything like that. These viruses are way smarter than any football coach or any of us or anything like that. They are so adaptable. Yeah. But one thing that we have in our favor, human spirit. The human spirit is one of the strongest, most adaptable things in the universe, and we are able to counter these things. We're able to catch up with these things to the point where these vaccines work and help. Oftentimes, when it comes to getting it every year, it's because of the adjustments they make and stuff. So it's a great point to make. I appreciate that, Penny. Anything else you wanted to touch on?
Not really.
Okay. Wanted to make sure we covered everything. Good. So once again, to the parents out there, make sure the kids are all checked out and ready to go and have all the things they need to start the school year. I want to remind them of that. And certainly for getting ready for flu season and this, keeping an eye on stuff, we'll certainly keep the audience aware of when those shots come in and everything. Okay. Penny, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know more from the Wood County Health Department or have any follow-up questions or anything like that, where can they go?
They can look at the Wood County Health Department website. It's Wood County... woodcowy.gov.
Oh, you got it.
And
nicely done, Penny. I was pulling it up to read it for you. Oh, you got it right there. woodcountywi.gov. woodcountywi.gov. You can check that out.
And the phone number 715-421-8911. It's on the website. we're there to answer questions. Anything you have, we're there.
Please reach out to them. And Penny, please say hi to everybody over there at the department for us. Really appreciate you guys. And so good to catch up with you. It was really nice to see you. Thanks
good
for stopping by.
You too. Thank you.
We'll talk again real soon.
Okay.
You take care. We will get one more break in before we wrap up the first hour here of our WFHR WIRI parking lot party. Welcome back, everybody. It is the WFHR WIRI parking lot party, our live remote. We're here live on the air. We will be for another hour, and the party's going for another hour, everybody. Stop on by. We're here till 6. We got some food down here from our good friends over at El Taco Social Food Truck. Come on by and bring your appetite, have some fun, maybe get the kids recorded with Melissa, all kinds of fun things. Check out our friends at Edge VR as well while we're at it. And certainly stop by and talk to our friends at the Wood County Health Department. You get a chance. We are going to do that right now. We have our great friend Lori Peterson with us. Lori, it is always good to see you.
Hi, James. How are you today?
Doing good. How have you been?
I'm wonderful. Enjoying this day today. It's just fantastic.
We want to send, I should have done this to start off the show. We want to send a big shout out to Mother Nature.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mother Nature, for working with us today.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
You guys have been here really since noon, right?
Right. We got here at noon. We set up, enjoying the sunshine and the wind that picked up.
Beautiful
day.
I really, really appreciate you guys being here. And what we're here to talk about right now, Lori, is parents as teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this subject already. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to hearing more about this.
Great. It is called Parents as Teachers, like you said. We are through the Wood County Health Department. We serve pregnant families up until the child is 3 to 5 years old. We do a variety of things with the families. We make sure that the family, the mother, the pregnant mother, has all the information she needs or has to have a healthy pregnancy and healthy birth. After that, we talk and educate the families about parenting skills, safe parenting, safe sleep, things like that to make sure that child is safe in the home. We also talk and do developmental screenings so we know the child is hitting their milestones. If we do see a delay somewhere, we can either work with a parent to get that child caught up and get their milestones met. If we see that it's something that we cannot work on, we refer them to a different program, which could be either Birth to Three, sometimes a Head Start program, and then we can work alongside them and make sure there's a good outcome for the child.
It takes a village.
It does.
And when it comes to... when I think about when I first found out, my ex-wife told me that, oh, we're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the things that ran through my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of stuff that I thought, for a couple seconds there, of course you're just amazed and excited and happy and everything. Mm-hmm. Those are your first gut instincts. And maybe it's the first night when you're sitting there thinking about it, or it's soon after you start thinking about, well, wait a minute, how do I do this? Or how do I do this? Or wait a minute, what about that? And I didn't even know about this. Wait, this is a thing?
Right.
There are so many questions. And certainly we have, if you're fortunate, you have a support system, you have parents, have friends or different people you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard a parent say, oh, I have too many resources.
Oh.
I have too many people I can lean on.
No.
It's so wonderful to have a program like this to be one more asset, one more thing for parents and really for our community.
Right.
This is wonderful for parents and in the immediate future,
mm-hmm.
but it's also something for an investment in our future.
Exactly, exactly. You know, as you were saying, when you're pregnant and having babies, they don't come with handbooks.
No.
None of us really know what to do. So to have somebody walk alongside you and guide you and say, yeah, you're doing a great job. Good for you. Or if you've got somebody to walk beside you and saying, well, that's great, but mm-hmm. maybe you could try it this way. Maybe this would work out better. So we can give you that advice and like I said, have a better outcome. And when you talk about the community, we make sure those kids are prepared for school. So when they get to kindergarten, they have those tools to start school and be successful. So we have successful graduates in senior high.
You know, and Lori, another thing that I was thinking about too, my kids are all in their mid-20s by now, early 20s, mid-20s, mm-hmm. and everything. My oldest just got just found out she's pregnant little while ago. So I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm so excited that I'm looking for ways to shoehorn it into conversations.
Yes.
But when it comes to when she told me this news, again, same kind of feeling I had when I found out she was coming. The excitement, the joy, all of that. And then I thought that I knew fear with having a child. Mm-hmm. When your child has one, that is a whole different ballgame.
Yes.
And you immediately have all those same questions go through your head. Yes. But one of the things that was different for me was realizing, well, the game has changed. Yeah. I mean, when I was a parent, and this is just going 20 years ago, mm-hmm. it's almost a light year difference to now. Right. And I think that's something that we get lost in the shuffle as parents sometimes, mm-hmm. is, well, things change, things adapt, different programs come around, or different things that can assist parents happen. Mm-hmm. And that is another key that I think is really a beautiful part of this, mm-hmm. is you guys are up to date on more of these things than I think your average person would be.
Right.
That's not a fault to the average person. It's just something that is a credit to you guys and the Wood County Health Department and other organizations like this.
Right. And we do the training. We're all certified parent educators, so we have that training, ongoing training. We all have nursing backgrounds, so we have that part of it to help out the parent. We are up to date on a lot of information where if you don't have those resources, you may not know these things. Mm-hmm. You know, different foods that are out there, different formulas that are out there. Some parents aren't sure how to breastfeed. It's not natural for everybody.
Yeah.
We can guide them with that and make sure that they are successful in whatever they choose.
Yeah. You know, you also mentioned a key word, I think, to this conversation, Lori, in support.
Mm-hmm.
And there, again, is never going to be a parent that can have too much support.
Right.
There are days where it's just, I just need to breathe. Yeah. Can I just breathe?
Yeah.
I don't have any questions. I just need somewhere to breathe right
yes.
now. And,
yes.
and that kind of thing is just as vital as any questions that they might have. Mm-hmm. And being able to offer that. Again, one more program, one more thing to be able to offer kids right. and families.
Right.
It's incredibly cool to be able mm-hmm. to do that.
And that's mm-hmm. part of the program, too, is we want to make sure the family is good, the family well-being. You know the old saying, if mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to make sure the whole family's happy. So we have a successful family.
Yeah.
So we do talk about a lot of different things, recreation, education. Do the parents want to get a job? Is it as easy as getting a GED? So we work as a family as a whole and not just that baby or pregnant mama. Mm-hmm. We work on everything.
Which is all connected.
Yes.
And it's such a great approach to this, I think, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lori, one other thing that I wanted to mention, too, is again, as things adapt and change, the plan for the baby, the birth, the coming home. Those are two key things that I think are a really cool part of this program as well.
Correct. We make sure that the families have their car seats to take the baby home in. The health department will supply you with a car seat and will teach you how to put it in your car safely. We also supply pack and plays. We do ask for a small donation, but we'll give you education on safe sleep. Make sure that you know how to set it up and take it down. So we do supply some of those resources. And then if you do need other things, we can get you in the right direction, such as the Hannah Center, which is a great resource, and other directions that we can refer you to.
Lori, I love this program. When will you be creating one for grandpas or soon to be grandpas or papas?
Oh.
We'll have to get that going.
Yes,
I need all the help I can get.
Yes,
This kid is not even born yet and it's already running laps around me, Lori. It's already looking forward.
You are going to love being a grandparent.
Cannot wait.
You are going to love it.
Cannot wait. And greatly appreciate you joining us today. Yeah,
thank you so much
for this, Lori.
Thank you.
If people have follow-up questions, would like to know more, is there somewhere we can direct them?
You can go to the Wood County Health Department website. I believe Penny gave you that.
Yeah.
And there are certain sections in there that you can click on. It will get you to the Parents as Teacher Program website if you want to apply and fill out an application. You're more than welcome to. And we can reach out to you. and see if that's something of interest and if you qualify.
Yeah, and you can find out more. And be sure to subscribe to their Facebook page
Definitely.
As well, everybody. It's a great
Definitely.
Way. We appreciate our health department. Appreciate everybody over there. Lori, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for inviting us today.
Been great to have
I
you here.
I can't say enough about the Taco Social.
Yeah,
you've got to have the smothered burrito. That is
I've been looking
best.
At that. All right, I'm going to try that.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you, Lori.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We got another hour. Come on down. Stop by for the WFHR WIRI Parking Lot Party. Welcome back, everybody, to WFHR WIRI's Parking Lot Party. You got your host, James, here. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have fun in the next hour. We're going to have some great local people joining us, talking about some great local events. Got Tom from Edge VR that's going to be with us in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll also talk with some of our staff around here, and we are going to hear from some of the kids. We've got the kids joining us, and they've been recording stuff all day. We're going to replay some of those and got some new ones for you as well. But I want to kick off this hour with some new good friends of ours, Joe Valdez and our friends at El Taco Social Food Truck. Joe, thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having us, man. We really appreciate the opportunity. Glad to be out here.
I want to let everybody look behind the curtain for a quick second here. And as Melissa and I were putting this together, and by that I mean Melissa, she did most of the work. She's incredible. You guys were one of the first people to sign up to this, and we really, really do appreciate that. Not only was it one less thing for Melissa to focus on and have to do, we could check that box, but you were our first choice. We wanted to have a taco truck down here so bad, and we were really excited to run into you guys, to get to know you a little bit. This is the first of many chances for us to work together and everything. But Joe, something I like to do around here, I love to get people's origin stories. I like to hear a little bit about them. So before we talk about the truck and some of your menu, how did you get into this?
We've been in food for a long time. My wife's one of the best cooks I've ever met. Obviously, I can stand to that. She's always made amazing food, and we are originally out of Denver, Colorado. We have some really good friends that are born and raised over here, and I used to come here when we were younger. You know, Denver's gotten pretty busy, and we have a 9-year-old son, and, you know, we just felt like maybe it was time for a change of scenery. So my friend always told me, Alan Redcloud always said, man, hey, if you ever need to get away, man, come check out Wisconsin Rapids. We definitely did. We came down for a graduation, and we really didn't look back, man. The food industry, you know, we've always been involved in it. My wife's an amazing cook, like I said before, and we had office furniture company before we traded everything in. We let it ride. We bought a food truck out of Colorado, and we've been going ever since we've been.
It's really cool to hear. First, a shout out to the Red Clouds, any Red Cloud, all good people. I've met a couple in my time and
Definitely.
Amazing people. That's a really cool connection right there.
That's you family.
Said that. I lit up right away hearing that, man. That's fucking, that's fantastic. That's really
that's
cool to hear.
I've been in my family for many years, man. The whole family can, you know, we know them all.
We're also, a couple of us around here, transplants to the area from different spots and everything. And while, you know, shout out to locals, shout out to all you good people out there, all you local people. I think that we have a different perspective sometimes. From this, that we, because we didn't grow up around here, we really see the beauty of this area, can really want to add to it and be a part of it and everything. And that's something you guys do with food. You know, one of the greatest unifiers there is in food. Is that something, your wife, shout out to her, sounds like an amazing cook, makes me want to try her food right away. But it also reminds me of how food connects people more than anything else. When I was a kid in Chicago, we had Taste of Chicago every year. And we, you know, you get a lot of out of town, there's a lot of people coming in, but the thing that you saw the most was just a rainbow of people, every creed, every color, everything you could think of, and laughing together, hanging out together. We need more of that in our society. I honestly think that the rise of food trucks is helping with that. It is a big part of that. Bringing, you know, people that may not always be standing next to each other in line, all of a sudden they're standing next to each other in line at a particular food truck. It brings people together. It's pretty cool.
You know, I feel like food brings happiness. Happiness, you know, it's a funny way to look at it, but, you know, there's people that obviously that are born and raised here, never been outside of here, and, you know, they're seeing different kind of foods. They're being introduced to different flavors and different stuff, and that's the beauty of these food trucks, because it's people working hard on there. You know, me and my wife, we bust our butt to make everything that we cook on that truck is home cooked. We don't have any jars of salsa. We don't have everything we do. All me and my wife, we sat there a whole day before, prep, get it all ready, and bust it out and cook the next day. And, you know, since we've been here, we met some of the most beautiful people ever. You know, like you said, being an implant, man, there's times I drive down and I say, man, this is a picture. Yeah. You know, like you see the river, and this is stuff that people have seen every day of their life. And sometimes I just stop in awe.
Yeah.
You know,
same.
Yeah. Same. And I'm sure you know, I mean, different places and some of the people that we've met, man, I'll be honest with you, you know, we come from a bigger city. I've had people have food, talk to us two times and tell me I love you. And you know, hey, we give them love right back because that's the kind of place this place is, man. It's a beautiful place, beautiful people. You know, it's everybody integrating together and it's, I feel good about it.
It really is awesome. Joe, well, what kind of, what's your menu like over there at El Taco Social Food Food Truck?
Well, one of our main things is we want to try to offer options. You know, if as you know, you go to Taco Bell, you have it one time, it's great, yeah. But you can't have it every day.
It's boring.
It does. And so what we try to do to keep them coming back is we offer different things. You know, as you know, like today is our main menu. We have a taco. You know, in here we have a street taco. We offer one meat a week because there's not the big of a demand for it. Therefore, we can't load up on it. What we do offer is a traditional taco such as chicken, beef, lettuce, tomato, sour cream on a kind of a different, we have our own little kick on it. We have a flour tortilla that we deep fry so it gives it a crunch. Crunch, but at the same time, a soft. It's amazing.
I am starving right now. Oh my God. I didn't realize how hungry I was until you just described that.
You're man. About to find out the magic.
Ooh, that was really, that sounds great. You really sell this stuff.
You're making myself hungry.
Yeah, right. So you right away, the organic ingredients, the homemade ingredients, yes. Like that's a big selling point nowadays. And it's certainly going to give an original flavor to these things mm-hmm. as well. A unique flavor. I think you brought up a great point about there are standbys and there are, you know, traditional stuff that you're used to getting. This is giving you an opportunity to have a taste of that with something new, a new spin on it.
Right.
So that's a fantastic thing. You guys doing other stuff too over there?
Yes, sir. We brought a little taste of Denver back. You know, we do breakfast burritos. One of the biggest things is green chili. And everybody always assumes when you hear green chili, it's going to be hot and spicy. And like I understand, a lot of people don't like it. But this is more of a pork gravy. It kind of makes everything a little better. Like in Denver, like you go to McDonald's and they sell it in there. It's like everywhere. It's that common. So what we've done is brought a taste of that and brought it over here. We have breakfast burritos that are bacon, egg, and cheese with green chili. We have smothered burritos out there, beef and bean, chicken and rice, and then we smother it with the green chili, lettuce, tomato, and sour cream. Amazing. Huge portions. That's one of the biggest things about our menu is I'm a family man. My son's 9 years old. He plays baseball for Nakusa. You know, we work every day, but you can't afford a lot of stuff. And when you can't afford it, you got to make it worth it. So that's one of our biggest things is our portions are huge. Our prices are affordable, and we're family. You know, you come talk to, you can talk to us, you can have a good conversation, you can obviously have some good food, you walk away with a good feeling. Obviously, when people say I love you, it's, you know,
yeah, it's noteworthy, and there's a reason for it too. They're saying, well, I mean, the food brings it out of them, I can imagine. Mm-hmm. But it's also that you know, the food could be amazing, but it doesn't, it adds to it. I would say a compliment, a side dish to the food certainly is you guys and your family and the way you guys are and everybody liking you too. It's a big part of this. Not only is it a added addition to this community, you, your family, this truck, all of that, but it's also something that we can all get behind, man. Like it brings us together and something to enjoy. I'm so happy to have had you on the air, meet you. Thank you so much for hanging out here all day. Definitely. Today. We've really, really appreciated it, man. And again, I should warn you, this is not the last time you're going to have to work with us now. You're going to be seeing our faces a lot, man.
I tell you what, next time we do breakfast burritos, I'm going to bring everybody a whole batch.
Ooh, you were the best. You were the best, Joe. You were awesome.
All right.
And seriously, thank you for what you do for our community, everything. We appreciate you. We're going to be talking about you a lot, man, going forward.
I tell you what, man, we wouldn't be that without the community helping us, so we work together.
Well said. I appreciate you, Joe. Thanks for stopping by. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll come back and we're going to have some more fun here at the WFHR WIRI Parking Lot Party. Welcome back, everybody. WFHR WIRI's Parking Lot Party. Woo-hoo. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We've been having a lot of fun today. We've all been at this since noon. And actually a lot earlier than that to set up and everything. It's been a... But I'll be honest, and I don't want to speak for you here, Melissa, but it has not felt like a long day.
No. It's really flying by. We are having so much fun.
Once the adrenaline drops off, maybe it might be a little bit different.
Yeah, you might have to find someone to drive me home.
We will do that. We will get on that. I did want to steal you or Seth real quick. Because I had a couple thoughts in mind before we welcome on Tom from Edge VR with mm-hmm. us and everything. We're able to do this, Melissa, these kind of things and more events like this, whether it was in the past or coming up, thanks to Civic Media.
Yes.
And it starts with them. Certainly, we thank our advertisers, mm-hmm. our listeners. We're not here without those two groups of people.
Our local sponsors, our local businesses, all of you listeners. Absolutely. That's why we're having this party.
Yeah. But this really is something that we're emboldened to do at mm-hmm. Civic Media. It's something that they ask of us to do.
Yeah.
More and more of these things where we're doing local, we're supporting local.
They sent us a wheel and said, here, spin to win.
Yeah.
Have fun.
And we don't get a chance to do this very often, but I just want to do a step back and take some appreciation, especially to our longtime listeners mm-hmm. out there. We as a radio station have been around 80 plus years.
Yeah.
WFHR has grown quite a bit and changed somewhat over the years, but there is one mainstay that has stayed, and that stays because of, even though with different ownerships, even like Heart of Wisconsin, that mm-hmm. owned us previously, felt the same way. What's unique and what's beautiful about this station is what's unique and what's beautiful about this area and its people and supporting them. And we're able to do that thanks to our family and our company. And I just want to thank them for that. I also want to send a big shout out to you and our news team and the amazing coverage you guys did in the last 24 hours, keeping us informed and up to date on those numbers. I was listening to you last night and at the same time trying to update refresh my browser that I was paying attention to. And I got the news before my browser kicked in.
Oh, good.
It was pretty cool. You guys, everybody, shout out to the whole news team and all the work that you guys did with that.
Mm-hmm. We were a team across the state because we have, you know, all of our news anchors are, we got James up in Eau Claire, we got Lisa over in Oshkosh, we got Brittany in Mauston, Wausau, Joanne down in Richland Center, Stu over in the other place, Green Bay.
Yes. I was going to go Green Bay if you didn't. Yeah. It's a big thanks to them. And mm-hmm. it's something that you can count on coming up, whether it is in November or it is the next election or anything else.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention Terry Bell, our news director out of Madison area, and also Todd Alba, who helped sit in with him, and Maurice Shepherd to give the political commentary. So it was really great to have the whole team together for that.
It was a really good, well-done show, too. A shout-out to them.
Thank you, Luke Mathers.
Yes, a shout-out to
Aaron Sommers. And all the, there were so many people working backstage last night.
This amazing team that we have here at Civic Media, and we're going to continue to do great work for you out there, the community, because that is what we are about. We are a democracy station. We are a station that takes that very seriously and really wants to support that every chance we have.
And just like we covered the RNC when that was going on, we're going to cover the DNC next week. So you can follow on our Facebook, or our, I believe it's going to be on our civicmedia.us website. We'll have a live updates as soon as we can put stuff in there of what's going on, who's talking. I know they did a lot of articles. I didn't really help with them a whole lot because I've got other stuff happening that I was taking.
But that's putting the party together.
That's the beauty of having such a big team, you know, and everybody's gung-ho and ready to work.
We greatly appreciate that work, and thank you for that, Melissa. Appreciate it. We're going to be welcoming in our friend Tom from Edge VR here any moment now.
But come down and see us. You got, 40 more minutes. Get tacos. I got some to go. They're so good.
You got plenty of time. We got plenty of time. We got plenty of time for you to come on down.
We still got hula hoops down here. Come hula hoop with us.
Check out the hula hoops. check out our Facebook pages as well. We got that up there for you. Check out the hula hoop competition.
Some fun pictures, some fun video doing the Edge VR.
I was not surprised that you were good at it. I thought you did well.
They are my hula hoops, James.
I was impressed with the kids.
Yes.
Like, I don't know the last time I saw a kid hula hooping. So that was just, they just picked right up on
that.
And
they brought their own, which was so awesome.
A shout out to those two young ladies that came by and hung out with us.
And I'm so glad they won.
Yes. They won big time.
They did. I tried.
You were hanging in there.
I was.
I got to admit, I did way better than I thought I would.
I was very impressed, James. I did not realize that. I told you. I think I win.
Yeah.
Even though you won, I win too.
You do. Yeah.
We both win.
Something like that. It's not a tie, but it's win. We all win today.
Enjoying.
Yeah. Winners, all of us.
Come party with us.
We're having fun. We're gonna be here till 6. Everybody, we encourage you to stop on by and bring the kids because we want to get more recordings of the kids.
We would love it. They're having so much fun.
They're able to read from a little script that Melissa has prepared for us, and they get to take home the recording.
And if they can't read, I say it. They repeat after me, and then we cut my voice out, and it's just them. Just wait till you hear the one coming up at the end of this hour.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're going to replay the voices.
And Quinn's morning show. It's so good.
I have a feeling my days are numbered. I really do. These kids are going to take my job, and understandably so. Understandable. We'll be back with more fun. Thanks, Mel, for hanging out. We'll be back with more fun coming up here on WFHR, WIRI's remote parking lot.
Live remote in the party.
In the parking lot.
We're in the studio, James.
It's awesome.
We're not in the parking lot.
Sort of. Sort of live. Welcome back, everybody. WFHR, WIRI's party, our parking lot party. We appreciate everybody stopping by. Encourage you to come on by. We're here till 6. We got food down here for you. We've got some games for the kids to play. We've also got them a recording opportunity for them to record and get heard on the air here before the end of the hour. And we have some cool Edge VR stuff down here as well. We got a headset. Thanks to our friends at Edge VR. Tom joining us right now. Tom, good to have you here in studio again.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate that.
We appreciate you guys over at Edge VR, man. You're doing some cool stuff in our community. Sitting right over there by Skate City, a mainstay in this area, so we know right where you're at. Can't run right into you and everything. And Tom, I wanted to talk a little bit about what you guys have to offer over there at Edge VR before we talk about this really cool event you got coming up.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. So we have 8 virtual reality stations, and one of the unique things about that is, you guys noticed, you can actually play escape rooms, and you can have multiple people playing the same game at the same time and actually interacting with each other, as you guys saw when you guys came over and did your guys' escape room. And then we also have a Xbox room for gaming. We have eight Xboxes and TVs. And then we got a party room for any kind of birthday parties or any kind of party you can think of.
Yeah.
PG.
PG, yes. Good note to that. I got a lot of friends listening, and they needed to hear that, man. That was a very important note. Tom, one of the things that I know that me and the team figured out when we walked into the building was, man, we're going to have fun. Like, it's a fun atmosphere. You got a good energy in that place. And just walking into the building, talking with your team before we got going with our trip on the VR world, which was so awesome. We'll get to that in a second, was all the work that went into not only that building, but to make this happen. You don't have to get too in detailed on that or anything, but I do think it was a cool story of hearing all the stuff that went into that building and just to make that up and running and an awesome experience for people.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so I signed the lease in March, and I literally was there every single day working on it. We got 20 gallons of red paint to make it look cool.
Yeah.
It's definitely red. If anybody hadn't noticed, that's my favorite color.
Right on.
So yeah, every single wall in the building has been touched somehow. We redid everything to make it a fun, inviting environment, a family-friendly environment, a clean environment, so that people are going to want to come and have that reaction. Wow, this is really cool. I want to come here, and then I want to come back here.
Mm-hmm. So. It's something, too, and you speak to that, the coming back and everything. There's so many options, game-wise, as far as if you were into virtual reality or want to give that a try. And you mentioned the Xboxes as well there. That's something that's so cool for families, not only kids, but families, really, where you can not only experience this with your kids. Hey, why are they playing these games so much and everything? Well, sit down, have fun with them and play. But also, I don't know how it was for you growing up. For me, I saw a lot of my friends had systems. I didn't. And I want to play. I want to be able to do that. Here's an opportunity where you can get to play these systems and have some fun and everything, even if you don't have one at home. You can come and rent one and check it out and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And for the parents that, you know, their kids are playing Fortnite or Roblox or something like that, and they're like, what is that? Yeah, what is Roblox? You know, so they can come and sit down next to their kid and even jump on the Xbox next to them, you know, or, you know, like you were saying, with just different experiences, we've got over 100 games to choose from on the VR, you know, I mean, so there's things from going under the water or military games or flying games or you name it. We pretty much have it. And not to mention, like I said, we got multiple escape rooms, as you guys see the steampunk one.
That was really fun.
Yeah. The Alice in Wonderland one is supposed to be an exceptionally fun game as well.
We're going to try them all. Melissa's already in our heads signed us up for these, so we'll be back, and we're going to be doing a lot more of that. I'm looking forward to trying those. There was a jungle one you mentioned, too, I think, or somebody did, or something like that. There's a couple of different ones that we want to try them all. And I got to say to businesses out there, you guys have something for so much for the kids, and the party room is awesome, too. I don't want to forget about that. Did a really nice job on that party room. It's a really cool place. Great place for birthday parties or any kind of party. You can graduations, anything like that, as Tom said. But to businesses out there, to the adults out there, don't think you're lost on this. Melissa, Seth, and I, while we might be question it sometimes, we are adults, and we had a blast with this. I did not realize that I would enjoy VR as much. I really have never thought much about it. I hadn't tried it before. I was doing this as a team-building thing and certainly to support you guys. I came out of it, and I'm like, I want to do this again. I was all ready to do it again. It was a lot of fun. So out there, we really did build as a team. We really did find that even if we didn't necessarily learn new techniques or anything like that, it was confirming for us as a team, like, wow, we do work good together. We do have good chemistry. Any businesses out there looking for team building, looking for fun things for you and your team to do together, cannot express enough how much Edge VR is a blast, and to reach out to them and book some time with them right now.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so that's one thing that we you know, like to put out there, that it's not just for kids. I know people see the word arcade, they think pinball, they think Pac-Man, and this is a totally different kind of arcade. We have so much to experience with it, you know, and it's not just for kids. You don't even have to know how to turn a video game machine on, to be honest with you. And we also have the race car simulator too, for somebody that, you know, that might not want to try VR. We have the simulator. And, you know, if you don't know if you like VR, come on down. We'll give you a demo. We'll let you try it out and see if it's something that might interest you.
Tom, you guys have a great event coming up, the Edge of Rapids. This is a great name, by the way. Great name for this. Let's tell the audience about this.
Yeah, so that's going to be the last Saturday of the month on August 31st. It's for cars. It's for trucks. It's for bikes, or for motorcycles, and for race cars of any kind. And it's going to be sponsored by Edge VR Arcade and also Vitron Construction and Remodeling. And we thank you to them for jumping on board. Yeah. And this is going to be our first annual. And if it goes good, we're hoping to have it every year. It's in a great location. It's going to be right at our building on 3540 Plover Road in Wisconsin Rapids. And, yeah, we're believing the weather's going to be nice, and we're going to have a good showing. I already got a couple confirmations from some people that want to bring their race cars over. And I know my family alone is bringing all their hot rods. So.
Right on. Yeah, we don't, and you know this better than I do, maybe, Tom. Since the pandemic, we've lost a lot of our car shows. We've lost a lot of these kind of events that so many people enjoy, especially here in Wisconsin, and having these events to be able to do something like this. It's a pretty cool thing to be able to offer to the community. And I will put my name on this. This is your first of many. I guarantee you this is going to be back because this community loves these kind of events. This is going to be fun. It's also an opportunity for people to enjoy getting around and seeing some people maybe you don't get to see all the time, or even some people it's been a while for that you've seen. There's going to be plaques awarded to People's Choice also, from what I'm seeing?
Yes. So the People's Choice car will receive a plaque, and that'll just be, you know, whoever the most people say they like that car the most, that's the car that's going to win the plaque. And we're hoping as, you know, as we get bigger, you know, this was kind of a short notice thing that we decided to put this on, and as we get bigger and bigger, we're going to have trophies and things like that. But yeah, that's one thing, and we are going to offer a free race car simulator from 11 to 2:30.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also free VR demos from 10 to 2:30 as well.
Yeah, keep that in mind. This is not only a great chance to check out some of these awesome vehicles and everything, but to check out things at Edge VR and sample some of their stuff there. And I'm so glad you brought up the race car thing, because I almost forgot about that. That was awesome. That was one of those things that I just got to get behind. If I'm coming by for anything, it's certainly that, maybe second compared to that. I really want to try the Alice in Wonderland one. That sounded really interesting. Yeah. There's so many fun things going on over there, Tom. Do appreciate not only the time, but everything you're putting into the community. We see the effort. We see how much that you guys are doing over there, and we want to support it. You were talking about this event. It couldn't help but remind or make me think of the event we're currently doing right now.
Yes.
And how this was very grassroots and very something that we put together ourselves, and the first of many, we hope. And we're able to do this because of businesses like you guys over there supporting us and being a part of these things. We're going to turn it around and do the same thing for you. We'll be promoting this and talking about it a lot and making sure you guys get a good crowd for this event.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. And I thank you guys for inviting me and my company to come here and be a part of this as well. And we're glad that we get to help promote your business as well.
Get used to it, man. You're going to be around a lot. You're going to be a part of these things a lot. We appreciate it. So thanks a lot for the time, Tom. I want to remind everybody how they can get in touch with you and find out more about Edge VR.
Okay, yeah. You can either come on down at 3540 Plover Road, Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, or call us at 715-712-0040, and or check us out at edgevr.com, or find us on Facebook at edgevr. Hold on. Sorry. Edgevr Arcade WR at Facebook.
Yeah. Hey, be sure to put that into your search bar, like what they're doing, and share what they're doing on your pages. You just never know who might see things that wouldn't otherwise. Thanks for the time, Tom, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're going to get to our news break, our sports. We'll cover all that for you. We'll come back, and we're going to hear from the kids again. We got a bunch of kids' recordings we want to play for you and more. We're here for another half an hour, everybody. Come on down and hang out with us at the WFHR WIRI parking lot party. Welcome back, everybody. WFHR, WIRI, parking lot party.
Parking lot party.
It's going strong. We're having some fun. We're still here for a little while yet. Everybody stop on by, say hi. We'd love to hear from you in a little bit. We're going to hear from the kids again.
Yeah.
We got some new voices to add, and we got some other ones that you did a great job recording, Melissa.
Oh, those kids did a great job.
Really do.
I was so impressed with them.
I really do appreciate the work that you and these kids did, even though if it cost me my job, because they're good. They're good.
Yeah, but James, you got at least like 18 years before they can do this job, so...
And that is really something that my whole work career has been based on, just hanging in there until the younger generation can take my job. We also had a lot of fun today collecting good supplies.
Donations, yep, supplies for our community. We've got supplies for the food pantry. We've got supplies for the school drive. We've got supplies for the family center. So, it's awesome to see the community turning out, bringing things. So everybody that brought something got to sign up for our grand prize, and surprise, there's actually two. Ooh. So we have the grand prize and the grandest prize.
I love that. Oh, that's great.
So these are mugs that our very own Ashley printed. I don't know how she does this. It looks fantastic. There are logos. One side is WFHR and the other side is WIRI. And then all of our sponsors, all of our high school sponsors, we got the morning show, we got Playmakers on there, we got the Coosa Paper Makers, Royal Wisconsin Rapids. These mugs are great.
Yeah. Right. Nice shout out to Ashley. Nice work,
and
Ash.
Then that one comes with these really cool, we got these for the kiddos. These are a wristband. There's a silicone wristband that's got our call letters on it and numbers and says locally grown radio on the inside. And then it's a USB drive.
That's so cool.
Isn't it cool?
So cool.
It's cool. You can load like an hour of music on this puppy too.
Ooh.
So you get one of these with this grand prize and then also some stickers.
Yeah.
In there. Yep, yep, yep.
We appreciate and everybody.
Hey, there's pens in there, too.
Oh, cool. Yeah, even more.
Awesome. Laura and Pam loaded these up.
Nice work by Laura and Pam. Appreciate them and the work that they did on these. And these cups look awesome.
Okay,
I can't get over how cool they look.
The grandest prize
is
all of the things we just mentioned, but the cup, James, is a speaker.
How is that? I didn't even know
that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't even know they could do that.
So you can listen to our radio station through your cup.
That's pretty cool.
Right?
It is also pretty wild.
It is wild.
We have come a long way as a society.
So, you plug it in.
That's pretty cool.
With your USB thing, and then there's volume buttons on it.
So you can take us with us literally anywhere with that.
I think you can attach to it with your, I don't even know how it works, but it works.
It's a Bluetooth,
Yeah.
It's really
cool. And so it also comes, again, with the wristband. This one comes with a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to, if you didn't give us your size, we'll get your size. But James, let's draw these live on air.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Okay?
All right.
I'm shaking them up.
Yeah.
Reach in.
I'll go. Okay. First one.
One. I always got to pick the birthday anniversary club. It's time for you to do this, man.
I don't get
so this is for the grand prize.
I'm all nervous.
You're nervous.
All right. So this is for the grand prize.
The grand prize.
And that goes to Ted Jenkins.
Ted! Yeah. Yay! Ted Jenkins.
We got to make it official.
Get the thing. There we go.
Winning bell. Yes.
All right. Ted Jenkins, if you're listening, stop on down and get this. Otherwise, we'll give you a call because we got your number.
Yes. Looking forward to talking with you, Ted. And thank you for stopping by. We appreciate
Absolutely.
That. Okay.
Okay. Grandest now, prize.
Grandest of prizes. Oh,
your very own speaker cup with our stations on it. You know right where to tune in to hear us.
Yeah.
You didn't draw out the dollar, did you?
No, I didn't. I was tempted to, though. I was very tempted to.
So this is going to go to one of our community locations.
Yeah.
We'll donate this along with the food.
Absolutely. And we want to send a big shout out to our grandest prize winner, Sue Smith.
Sue Smith!
Sue! Woo! Congratulations!
All right, Woo! Sue!
Thank you so much, Sue.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
So
we
glad you stopped by.
Sue,
you are our grandest prize winner.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, she's from this.
One
of our local listeners. We got you. We'll call you. We'll let you know that you got your prize. If you're not listening right now, if you are, feel free to stop down.
Yeah, we're going to be here again for another 20 minutes.
You know where we are because you were just here.
Yes. And again, a big thank you to the community supporting this event. This was something that we didn't necessarily have a ton of time to prepare or a ton of time to put together and really spread the word about.
Right.
So the turnout we have gotten, I can't speak for anybody else. Beyond impressed. A big thank you to this team, the best team in radio.
Just thrilled with our community.
Yeah. And a big part of that team is you out there, everybody. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Melissa, this has been a blast.
It has. Let's do it again next year.
I think that's a good plan.
Let's
I think
do
that's
it.
A plan. We're going to do this again next year, everybody.
Because we appreciate our listeners. We appreciate our community. We're so grateful and thankful to be part of this wonderful community.
The National Radio Day, we do our day of calendar and stuff, and National Radio Day, I believe, is the 20th. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that might change is I think next year maybe we try to get it on National Radio Day or something
cool.
like that. That might
we
be fun.
We'll
see. We'll see how it plays out. We certainly want to be able to do more of these kind of events.
Mm-hmm.
And even whether it's this event or anything else we're doing, a big key part of this is everybody is hearing from you and the feedback from all of you out there. So feel free to share your thoughts, your feedback.
Message us through Facebook, through either of our Facebook pages. You can email us, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. I say yours first because that's always how it goes. But somebody please email me.
Yeah, please.
melissa.k@civicmedia.us. I would love to hear from you.
Her last name's so much easier to spell, too.
But it has
so
an E.
Yes.
K-A-Y-E.
Yeah, and keep that in mind and reach out to our staff. Of course, you can do that through our Facebook pages as well. We mm-hmm. look forward to talking with you. Look forward to hearing from you, everybody.
And you can always call Pam, 715-424-1300 in our front office. She can connect you with Ashley if you're interested in advertising with us. She can get you on with James on Midday Magazine. Mm-hmm. If you want to be part of Community Stories, our new show that's upcoming soon, she can put you in touch with me, or you can contact us directly.
You hear the way we treat our local businesses. You hear the way we treat our team members, the people that sponsor with us, work with us, and everything. You be a part of this team, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All you businesses out there, join the team. We'd love to have you. We're looking forward to working with you.
And we'd love to have you as part of our parking lot party next year.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I'm already excited about it and everything. Melissa, great work on all of this.
Yes,
we really do appreciate
you. You too, James.
You.
Really appreciate you jumping live on air and being the host for our show.
It's all about the cue cards. I get everything on cue cards. So that's
and,
all I
and
do.
These cute kids we got on the radio.
They're coming up. We're going to come back and we'll wrap up the show hearing from the kids. This is part of the WFHR WIRI Parking Lot Party. Welcome back, everyone. One more time. WFHR WIRI Parking Lot Party. Our open house. House party, really. That's what this has been. This has been a house party, everybody. I know we're calling it a parking lot party, but this has been an open house party where we have gotten to hang out with and see some of our favorite people. And all we've been missing is a couple of you. And we want you here next year. We'll be doing this again. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a successful time, and it's been successful thanks to so many great people joining us, whether it's on the air or being down here since noon today. A shout out to everybody that has joined us. A great big thank you to every one of you. We cannot do it without you. We cannot do any of this without all of you out there. So we greatly do appreciate you. I'm looking forward to doing more stuff like this. Do want to remind everybody that in a normal work week, whatever that is, but normal around here, as normal as it gets around here, we'll put it that way. We've got a great great lineup for you on our afternoons. We, of course, had the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4. Be sure to join us for one of the best voices in radio, one of the most informed and smartest voices in radio, Maggie Dawn, and that amazing show that she puts on Monday through Friday, 2 to 4. That leads you perfectly into Midday Magazine from 4 to 5. Be sure to join us for that. Got some great guests joining us this week. Tomorrow, we'll be doing this where from 4 to 5, we'll have on in part one, Jill Alecnia from Visit Rome. We're going to talk about the Rome area. Going to have some fun there. And our friends from UW Extension, Zhao, is going to join us. Looking forward to that conversation. On Friday, we have Senator Patrick Teston joining us in part one. Senator Teston and I got plenty to talk about, what with the elections this week, and of course, the elections to come, and plenty more in between to talk about. Always have an open and interesting conversation with Senator Teston. Looking forward to that. We'll wrap up the week of Midday Magazine with Reverend Caleb, who's going to join us to talk about the Community Night Trivia. That is going to be fun. From 5 to 6, Monday through Friday, Monday and Wednesday and Friday, I should say, we have Playmakers, our sports call-in show. We want to talk to you. We want to hear your sports thoughts and feelings. Get in the game and join us Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 to 6 for Playmakers. Looking forward to talking with you on Friday. Got plenty to talk about as we are into NFL season. We're getting ready for college football season. I want to preview a little bit of that with everybody and get your feelings on your Badgers, how you're feeling about going into this year, what are your expectations, talk about the same thing with the Packers, and plenty more. One of the fun things we have gotten to do today is have a bunch of the kids come in and do some recordings with Melissa. She did a nice job writing up a little notes for the kids to read, and she worked with them real well talking about this. And this has been a lot of fun. I want to thank all the parents bringing the kids down for this. This has been a blast for us as much as it has been for them. And while we've had fun doing this, and we did this for fun, it's also something where you never know what sparks in a young mind. And certainly we'd love to have more and more people joining the radio family. But whether it's radio or anything else, there is nothing these kids will do that they couldn't use more confidence for. And it is on us as adults to encourage them, to give them that kind of support and give them that kind of confidence. And I think that we can do that more and more as a society. So let's keep up on that and let's do a little of that right now. So I'm going to replay the voices we did to kick off the show. First up is Noah, music DJ Noah.
You're tuned into the WKID radio. That's right, Wisconsin Kid Radio, where you'll only hear songs that are approved by us, the kids. I'm your musical DJ host, Noah. Next up for your listening delight is one of my all-time favorite songs. This song has a cool rap at the end. Now here's Rap God by Eminem. Stick with me, your host, Noah, on WKID radio.
Oh, I love the WKID radio. I love that. That's so good. Noah did a great job there. That was awesome. Here is Bailey Nico, music DJ.
You're tuned in to WKID radio. That's right, Wisconsin Kids Radio, where you'll only hear songs that are approved by us kids. I'm your musical DJ host, Bailey Nico. Next up for our listening delight is one of my all-time favorites. This song has a good beat and tells about life or what could happen in life. Now here's This Is What Heartbreak Feels Like. Stick with me, your host, Bailey Nico, on WKID Radio.
Bailey Nico got a future in this business. Like, it was great. That was great. That was a first try, and it was great. That was amazing. I want to get to Jack in sports here. Here's Jack with sports.
This is Jack on WFHR and WIRI. I'm here at the football game. The Dolphins are facing off against the Packers. This will be the record-breaking game with the Packers on a winning streak and the Dolphins just one step behind. If the Packers win, they'll head to the Super Bowl to face the Panthers. If the Panthers win, they'll have a chance to break their own record with a comeback story for all time. Stick with me, Jack, and catch every play during our live coverage of football on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio station.
I'm pretty sure he read it way better than I would have. Like, that was a great read. Nicely done, young man. Nicely done. That was very good, Jack. We're very proud of you. Nice work by you. Let's hear from DJ Kai.
Tuesday 2, WKID Radio. That's right. Wisconsin Kid Radio. Here, DJ Kai Anthony. Next up, my favorite song, Go Cubs Go. Stick with me, your host, Mr. DJ Kai, on WKID Radio.
Nicely done, GJ Kai. Well done. And when we got more. We didn't get to play this one earlier. And this is a special one to me. I'm really looking forward to playing this. We have got we're going to have a new radio personality, I think. And it's going to be Quinn. Quinn with the morning show, everybody.
Welcome to the new morning show, Quinn's show on WFHR and WIRI. I'm your host, Norma. We're going to start your morning off right with this fun story from my friends down at the library. This feel-good story of the day will put a big smile on your face. Just don't take a big chug of chocolate milk right now, or it might chew out your nose. The kids at the library are picking out books and are having a book dance party. We're going to check in with our local businesses that sponsor this show. Stay tuned. Up next, how to tell your mom you already took a shower. Stick with us for all the tips here on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations. I'm your host, Nora.
Oh, thank you, Quinora. That was amazing. That was amazing. I'm speechless right now, which is very difficult when you have to talk for a living. We've just got a couple of minutes left. I want to thank all the parents, all the people that worked behind the scenes on this one. A big thank you to everybody so very much for this. We are going to be talking about it on our morning show tomorrow. We'll be back at it. We got the James Gang together. Melissa and Seth and I will be hanging out with you tomorrow morning, getting you ready with a serious comedy to start your day, keeping you up to date on everything. And of course, it's a Thursday, which means we're going to have our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to doing more of these events coming up. We are going to continue to do local radio and cover local radio better than anybody in this area. Be a part of the team, everybody. We encourage you to not only be a part of events like this, but to celebrate events like this with us. We encourage you to be a part of this stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm going to put Melissa on the spot in the last seconds here to make her talk to me, because I'm a little speechless after Quinn. I got to be honest.
Oh, she did a great job. It was so much fun having the kids on the radio. And they showed you their personality and the delight that they had just doing this. It was so much fun. Quinn bugged me for hours.
and
she was very patient.
She did a great job. She really did. I was a little hesitant to start thanking people because we only have a minute left, and I don't think we can get everybody in.
I don't think so. No.
Just thank you. Thank you so much to this community and all the people that stopped by. I cannot get over how many people were here and how much fun we had.
People had delicious food from Taco Social. Yum, yum. I can't wait. I get some to take home.
Yeah, that's a smart... Now, that was the smart move. right there. And all of these great people that have been with us, they're out there almost every day in the community. Be a part of these things. We encourage you to buy local, support local, be a part of your community. Get
Absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely.
Get engaged. And be a part of more events like this. A shout out to our team and to everybody out there for joining us. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to doing this again next year, everyone. You have a great day. Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.